Gang, the Through the Roof Tour is rolling through the Northeast, baby. We're coming to Norwalk, Connecticut, and we added a second show with the Wilbur Theater up there in Boston, Massachusetts.
Everybody pack the car and come to the show.
Yeah.
All tickets are available at rugarbage.com. The live shows are a mix of stand-up and AYG. You know it's a good time. Get the army of garbage and let's go.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Oh, yeah.
It's that little show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find it out they're good to be classy.
Yeah.
Or they're just a big old piece of trash.
Garbage.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're out back here with Tootie's in a new edition. Just heard the ambulance going away.
Oh, no.
Knocked somebody out.
She did.
Woo!
She's playing a knockout game?
Got a right hook. Pay you that right now.
Shout out to it.
You ever see her?
No.
Woo. Hands like lightning. Breath like a dragon. My co-host is coming at you from across the table. Jeez. He is the CEO of RU Garbage. Mm-hmm. He is an international businessman. And let me tell you kids out there something. Next time you're looking for a best pal, do yourself a favor. You make it a kippy.
Hey, what's up, gang?
Tastes like cigarettes.
Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are
through the roof.
200K. Cooking,
coming
baby.
At.
Right there. Right
Ooh,
there.
Right
and then obviously,
spot.
I don't know about you guys, but it's my favorite website of all time, www.patreon.com.
I enjoy the programming.
You go over there, you get bonus episodes of AYG Weekly, you can get bonus episodes of Hard Feelings Weekly, you get all the other videos we've done, which has to be about, I don't know, 50 videos or something
There's
like that.
There's a lot going on over there.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Check it out, gang.
And the Ireland videos are about to go up, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good time. How about a nice shout-out to our producer extraordinaire, the magic man, makes us all look good, works the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours, crosses T's, and he dots I's. T-Bone McScruffins, Toby, the big dong, McMullen, everybody.
What up, boys?
What's up, pal?
BD.
In the heart of spring, it's nice out there. Ooh. Give me a sweet tea, a rocking chair on a front porch. I'm ready to talk some trash.
Hey.
Couple of racist remarks.
You know who's having a baby out of wedlock? What?
You ain't heard that from me, though. I'll tell you that right now.
That was tea back then. You find out there was a bastard child on the way.
Somebody got knocked up.
That was nuts. You used to be able to send a lady away when she got knocked up. I go have the baby somewhere else.
Keep the pride of the family up.
I know. That's crazy.
That was always such a... We had two or three of them.
Also, I think back in the day, people would just take that at face value. If you were like, what happened to your sister Megan today? And they'd be like, oh, we're not sure. The news would be called.
No, you don't send the sister. You don't send the lady who's having. You send the baby away.
No, because then they see that she's pregnant.
You hide her for a little bit. That's what they did. They would send the baby away.
No, they would send the woman away, too, to go have a baby at, like, the cousin's house or something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And then she shows up, hey, what's going on? I was in rehab.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
That's what I'm saying. I was learning how to read me good.
Or they'd send you to the convent.
To the nunnery.
Yeah, to the nunnery.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked up in a nunnery.
The nuttery. Is that your dirty videos? That's how they all started?
Yeah. We had a couple of those.
What?
It all worked out.
In the family?
I don't want to get specific here.
I don't think we ever had any children out of wedlock.
Ruin all that hard work, sending them away and hiding the paperwork and stuff.
Yeah, sure. Shit.
I got the gas money.
Send them to Italy for a couple of weeks.
I don't think we ever had any Irish Catholic. Everybody got married for. I think that would have, you know, no, there was no hanky panky. A lot of good amount of divorces, though.
Yeah.
Any shotgun weddings?
Maybe in my mom's generation, like my aunt, but I don't think so. I don't think so, no.
I mean, she comes from like 50 kids. They were booning.
Sure. But they all got married young. Like, they all got married at like 21 or whatever. You know what I mean? So there was no like, I don't think there was any.
You marry your high school sweetheart.
Yeah, or like
you get married at the Union Hall or whatever it is.
We didn't have Union Hall. They were doing it in row homes in Kensington.
Yeah. Sure.
Realize all that he had in common was the shared experience of high school and then stick it out for 50 years.
You make it work. That's what you do.
I don't know.
Shovel it all down. Because you know in the end she's going to be there for you. That's why you do it.
Uh-huh.
It ain't all romance and canoes. I'll tell you fucking kids that something.
Okay.
Where's that Hennessy at? Fuck it. You two Big get the man, hell out of here.
Big man is on one.
Go clean your rooms, all right?
Only guy I know who drinks eggnog in May. I don't know if I ever told you that. My mom took... Like lady classes, like
etiquette
classes. Mm. They offered them somewhere, like at the
Y. Yeah, they tried to get a teacher to stop spitting indoors.
Stop doing chew.
Kenzo garbage. Stop fighting every guy you see.
No, she wasn't. There were a couple lady bruisers for sure in the fam.
Sure.
They would tune you up, dude, sweet.
I can't imagine.
Every dude out of, there was five brothers, man, they were. They would just go, yeah, they were fighting. They just go, oh, we're going to go fight, you know.
I feel like those guys, when I've been punched by them in my time, and I have been punched by a lot of them.
You get spackle on your forehead.
Their hands are harder.
Yeah.
Their hands
are
bigger and harder.
They're coming at you quicker and with more precision.
Like, when you get hit by, like, one of these type of guys, like the guy with, like, the hard hands.
They're called goon mitts.
Yeah. And you deserved it because you were popping off with the mouth.
You were grabbing at his lady.
At the Kenrick Fair, whatever they were called.
Sure.
Bazaars. You go to bazaars?
No.
They're like, you know, when the church puts on a bazaar. They have some rides.
No.
It's a racket. They're doing gambling.
Yeah, they're bumping numbers. That's what they're doing.
They're doing gambling and selling pierogies. Yeah.
No, our church never did that, I don't think. But
man, they were the best in the 80s. I'd go with my Aunt Mary Catherine and Uncle Red. I've told you. But
you had an Uncle Red?
Yeah. Edward Flaherty. Shout out to him.
Red hair?
Red hair. All tall right. Red hair.
I'll
also ran by the name of Edge.
Edge.
I told you before.
Is he a guitarist and you too? Or are you looking? Okay.
They would take me on a Saturday night. Just me. Maybe once in a while my brother, but mm-hmm. I'd go. Man, they had a whole squad. I've told you this before.
I don't remember.
Oh.
I don't really listen when you speak.
And they were tight with the priest, and, you know, it just was nice. The sweet smell of funnel cake in the air.
We had Farrick Klinger. Klinger was a local junior high,
mm-hmm.
and they had a fair. Well, obviously, the Pennsylvania State Fair.
Klinger.
You go into Klinger. They would do fireworks on, like.
Yeah.
Man.
Somebody had something in the
going
summer.
To Klinger by yourself was a
that
bit,
was
that
there.
Was like we're gonna everyone's gonna get you entered that with
they dropped
the
you
highest
off.
Hopes. There's gonna be broads. I got $20 mm-hmm. in my pocket. Get some funnel cake. Mm-hmm. Maybe hit the Gravitron. Show my moves off.
You were probably scared to death of those rides.
No, at that point I was a little rambunctious as a kid. Not until I got older and I started getting injured that I've really toned it down.
You're on the Gravitron with your arms crossed so your titties don't bounce.
They're up in my face. My little prepubescent boobs have slid up into my eyes.
Couple of runny eggs over there, eh, boy? I was petrified of the salt and pepper machine. The thing that looks like...
Oh, you're in a cage that spins? Yeah.
Yeah.
That,
I always thought I always had crippling anxiety at those things. I thought I was going to die. I was going to be the kid that died at the fair.
I go through life thinking that I'm going to be the guy that died doing whatever. That's always... I'm like, that's it. That's
the guy wearing the jean jacket?
No! He had it coming. No, but that was big. I was more afraid of, because I was at a specific age where the technology and manufacturing had increased, right? So there was rides that were that were like wrought iron type shit, you know what I mean? Versus chrome or versus stainless, you know what I mean? Like, you'd get on a ride, you're like, oh, you could tell the new versus the old
rides. This feels
rides.
Safe. There was a little more hydraulics involved.
Yes, a little more cables.
You feel real safe with a little hydraulics.
Yes, some polished chrome mm-hmm. on the outside, not just like chicken wire and fucking zip ties.
Yeah. So see a guy wearing an Izod, you're like, okay, polo shirt.
So that
nice.
Was a big thing for me. So like some of the Tilt-A-Whirls I was on the fence about, but you know.
The craziest ones are the swings that go around in a circle.
Love those.
I know, but they're so high.
Do you ever see them give out?
It's just chain.
When they give out, it's...
Yeah, you go flying.
Well, that whole hydraulic thing drops.
No, I'm talking about the swings.
I understand, but I'm saying when that goes, like there's videos...
Oh, when that comes down?
Of that just...
Oh, man.
Falling and everybody turn into fucking...
I'd be more scared getting slinged
talking
out.
To a kippy patty.
Because the chain is...
Dude, kippy medium patty. Rare.
The chain is real thin. It's like a dog's chain.
No, it's a sturdy chain.
Yeah, chains. I think the integrity of chains is pretty well documented.
Is it?
Yeah.
Chains?
I don't trust chains.
Chains are strong.
Nah, I like cable. Good cable.
Good, nice, solid cable.
Yeah, I like cable.
Uh-huh. Now I get it.
Less people bite it yearly at amusement parks and carnivals than you would think.
Yeah.
Die?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do an over-under. A year in, is this the United States?
I believe so, yes.
Ooh, I'm going to say...
This is carnivals and amusement parks combined.
Do you
have this number already?
Yes.
Ooh, T-bone.
I'm going to say under 365. Less than one a day die at amusement parks or
if
fairs.
One person a day died, that's
a lot.
That's
down.
So many.
That's what I'm saying, so I'm going under. That's what I'm saying I'm going under that.
Dude, the waivers you would have to sign at Six Flags.
I sign it under, so my bet's right.
Less than 100 people.
Yeah, still very high. 4.5.
People?
4.5?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
I'm saying.
What happened to that half a guy?
Well, the top half's still kicking.
You know, I'd say the bottom half made it.
Yeah. Yikes. 4.5 people die a year at amusement parks and fairs in America.
That's nothing.
That's it?
Yeah.
How many are maimed? Do you have that number?
Yeah. What's the maim report?
It does say the number of energies are shockingly high.
Yeah. The injury math ain't great.
That's what'll get you.
Sure. That's true. And maimings also get put into the injury category. So
yes.
It's like splinters waiting in line and legs ripped off.
It's like a DA juicing the numbers. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, leg ripped off is an injury.
Yeah. No.
There should be a separate category, leg ripped off. Legs and arms ripped off.
Uh-huh. I remember being on the Dragon. It was like, you know, you get on like a ship and it swings up and like that. I think it was like the Sea Dragon or something.
Didn't lock you in, right?
Didn't lock me in. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
I was getting loose. Wasn't
it you and Stutzky?
I think it was me and Pat or me and my buddy Neil. I believe it was Pat, though.
Another, you know a guy named Neil?
Yeah. He's a good shit. I think he listens. I know his brother Scott does.
What's up, Neil?
Shout out to you.
Neil Handweek?
But
instead of Armstrong?
That's fun. That's a pretty good one. Hand ready.
What are you writing over there?
Yeah,
what's
Jesus
going?
Christ. Who are you, Carson, all of a sudden?
I'm quick every once in a while.
Handweek, I said. Not Armstrong. Handweek.
Leah Iacocca, ladies and gentlemen.
He said he walked on the moon.
I think he crawled. He had a couple of drinks in him.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Bit of a drinker. Bit of a lush. Do we add another one? The Serpentine, I believe, was on Mariner's Pier in Wildwood. And that one had tech
that
issues.
That place killed people left and right in the 80s and early 90s.
Well, there was...
Somebody died every summer at that thing.
Not every summer. There are a lot of maiming.
Yeah.
They really swept shit. It was like Nucky Thompson running that thing.
It was.
They really swept shit under the rug.
Going to that place. Is it... Maury's Pier.
So the three entertainment piers were Maury, all owned by Mr. Maury. And
why
the Maury
was there
group.
So much shit going on in Wild?
It was Maury's, Mariner's, and then they opened Wild Wheels when I was a kid.
Mm.
That was the third new pier where they put a big wooden roller coaster on. I believe it was called the Great White or something like that.
The Slasher.
They're not going to make it.
Yeah, I was going to say, Maury, you are not going to make it.
The Serpentine, I believe it was called, and you got in the roller coaster and it pulled you up backwards.
Ooh,
right?
Like off jump.
All up jump, up backwards, and then let you go and you come down through that fucking house again. You go do all the loop the doops, the swoop the swoops, and then you go up. Like the same ramp kind of. Mm-hmm. Next to it, but the same, and then you do the whole thing in reverse. And that was like when that technology was new and that reverse thing never fucking worked. People got stuck. Every single year. Every year. Stuck upside
freaking
down.
Out.
Stuck backward. Like, the mechanism, they didn't have it figured out yet.
Yeah.
Really jammed. I did that two
See,
or three
times.
See, they
don't account for that. You know, that blood rush in your head is no good. Somebody has a stroke 3 days later in the motel.
At the Seashell Motel.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on a full roller coaster. It gets stuck fully inverted.
Immediately kill myself.
If you got everyone in unison to like rock back and forth, you think you could generate enough force to get that going?
Yeah, you're going
to
be able to coordinate that with people. Screaming and crying.
Some guy's chewing his arm off to get out of his vest.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's just screaming about their phones falling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would suck.
Well, there was a famous one in
that would be uncomfortable.
There was a famous one in Wildwood. When I was going there, I think I might have said before, a kid's hat fell off, and he ran to go get it in a place where he shouldn't have, and it was one of those ones.
Got his head kicked off.
Yeah, your feet dangling. It fucking kicked his head clean off.
See, I heard that it was this guy's stepdad, and his stepkid lost the hat, and then the stepdad jumped over. He got his head kicked off. Paramount's care when
the true story is free fall at Great Adventure. A lady had a ponytail, and her hair got ripped off. It scalped her. Now, that was true, because I knew that broad. I dated her.
Mine
for a
was
couple
true,
of years.
Though. I'm almost positive mine is true. I swear to God. Because they had a memorial for him, which is the last thing you want to see when you're click, click, clicking up a hill. You know what I mean?
They had a memorial for him at the ride?
Poor bastard got his head kicked off.
At the ride?
Yeah.
It's the entertainment business. As sad as that is.
Disney ever never
do whatever you want down the street, but hey, we got to move tickets here. We did a safety check. We paid the fine. You got to be kidding me. Yeah, that's the last thing you want to see as you're going down.
That noise. I mean, I get that's part of the experience and it scares you, but at this point.
The noise of the head coming off?
No, the click, 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 click.
I was going to say. What
kind of life do you think I'm living?
That freaked me out.
The click, click. You don't need to do the click, click.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Builds it up.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I think that's functional as well.
I'm sure they have technology cables.
That's so you don't go flying backwards. A click, click, click.
I'd rather go back.
Probably lock you in.
Go back down, get a soft pretzel, call it a day.
Man, going over one of those is really what gets you. Let me tell you about Aura Frames.
Shout out to Aura Frames.
Yeah, you got Mother's Day coming up. What are you going to get her? Do yourself a favor. Get her the gift that keeps on giving, baby.
Mm-hmm.
They're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that let you share and display unlimited photos.
Oh, yeah.
Share your vacation pics, family photos, and your silly childhood memories. Like that time Kevin burned down the garage.
What? I told you that in private.
Allegedly.
You can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos so it's ready to go out of the box. You open it up and they got pictures right there.
Boom.
I got one. I got two or three for my mom. She gets them for her birthdays, Mother's Day.
Sure.
She's got one at the house. She's got one at the shore house. She's got one in her car. I got my wife one strictly for naughty pics.
I was going to say, give your grandma a little jolt with that dick pic.
Jesus
on
Christ.
Mother's Day.
The entire family can download the Aura app and share their images to the frame. You, your brother, your sister, you can all send pictures of the kids to Nana. She gets them updated. It's great. Whether you're showing off old pics of your little one's dance recital or sending your oldest kid off to prom, it's like mom was right there with you.
Aww.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com/garbage. Use the code garbage to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com/garbage. Use the code garbage to check out the save. Do it.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Yes.
If you're pouring everything you've got into your work and there's nothing left over for you, it's time to make a change.
Yes.
BetterHelp's online therapy is incredible. Get matched with one of their licensed therapists and learn what you like to do, what you want to do, and who you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Big man going off the cuff. Everything's done online. No driving to the office or sitting on someone's cold gray couch. You can do therapy from the privacy of your own home, which is important. Opening up is tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in some guy's weird office and the waiting rooms and people can hear, you can hear the doctor next door. That shit's for the birds. This is easy to get into if you're self-conscious about doing it. It's a fantastic way to just get in the pool and figure it out once you get in there. Getting started is simple. Just take a short quiz and BetterHelp will connect you with one of their licensed therapists. You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. That's the best part. You get in, you get assigned to somebody, and just figure out if you have resistance to doing it. You can talk to someone and you can always switch to make it a better experience. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/garbage today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/garbage. Done.
Yep.
I had something that I wanted to talk about. I'm not really sure.
What can we do for you?
I'm not really sure. I saw a saying that someone, it was one of the first time I've seen it written out, and I think I've been saying it wrong my whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Is it foolproof or fool's proof? The same, like as we have a blank proof plan.
It's fool, no S, proof.
Yeah, foolproof.
Foolproof.
Fool like a fool.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Even a fool
it's
could
not,
do
it's
it.
Not fool's proof.
Or F-U-L-L, like I thought full proof.
I thought it was like...
You were wrong twice.
Yeah.
Full proof is what you drink out of your hooch.
I thought it was like, hey, we've fully proven this. No. So the proof is full.
It's foolproof. Even a fool could do it.
Yeah, that makes so much sense now.
Yeah.
I've never seen it written out, though, and it did not feel right. It's a foolproof... I've plan. Never said that. Foolproof plan. Foolproof. How come no one's ever stopped me?
What do you? They don't know what you're saying.
It was a roof because you were presenting a very good plan.
Wait, you were saying
it is foolproof.
You were saying fool's proof.
No, full.
Like full, like.
Like I have a full cup of water.
Oh, well, that's what, all right. You can't really tell. It's foolproof. Now, full and full is the same enunciation. Full, fool.
No, same, it's fool.
Thing. Whatever. Same thing. You're all right.
He doesn't have his upper teeth. Let him slide.
Yeah, you don't worry about it. You're a good kid.
All right. Yeah. That was the first time one of those, I've realized. I've made fun of a lot of people for that, those things, play it by year, et cetera, but that was the first time I ever
play
had
it by year.
My sister thought it was play it by year. That's like, a lot of people do.
Which, what is play it by ear?
Play oh, it, like an, well, here, yeah.
Yeah. Like, instead of reading the music, you play it by ear.
No, that's not what that term means, though.
I think that's where it comes from. We'll just play it by ear. We'll just do it as it goes.
That
would be
sense.
That would be a reference to. Let's see it. Give it a goog.
What?
What do you have?
Play it by ear.
Play it by ear. Oh, it means to not read music, just to hear the song and play along.
But how does that have to do with actually when you use it in term
in
now?
In the saying, yeah, I know
the
that.
The saying doesn't have anything to do with being able to play it by ear is...
I think that's what it's in reference to.
I would,
to
that
act
makes
spontaneously
sense.
And according to the situation.
Yeah, yeah, play it by ear. Because that's what you do when you play it by ear when in music.
Oh, I guess I thought you were trying to mimic something. Like, I've listened to this song and I can play it by ear. That wouldn't be... spontaneity.
No.
So jazz would be more play it by, we're playing it by ear.
Yes.
As it comes up. You're an uptight guy, huh?
What?
We're going to play it by ear. All right, we'll have a very strict plan.
We're going to write it down first, though, right? Relax, head kicker.
Wait, what? I don't know what just happened here. Genuinely lost in my own program.
You got T-boned and foley.
Man, talk about fool's proof. But we got a gosh darn family episode, gang.
Yes, we do.
As you know, when you sign up for the Patreon, we will answer your garbage question on the air. It's the best way to do it, baby. We get a lot of submissions, but Patreon gets the first crack at it. This is from Joey Fatballs. Shout out to you. Is it garbage if your mom and her boyfriend burn down their house and try to collect the insurance money? P.S. They never got it.
Jesus.
That's rough, dude. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Going through all that and... swing and a miss.
I told you not to use those monogram rags.
Damn, that's fucking arson. And
yeah,
for
talk about an ultimate turn of fucking fate. Jeez. You think you're gonna be laughing all the way to the bank in Tahiti? Next thing you know, you're in the clink.
Who gets away? Nobody gets away with that.
I've watched so many forensic files, man. They can. It's crazy the science behind fire. Like how they can really trace it back. Like. You lit a sock on fire and threw it on the couch. You're like, damn, you got me. They can really trace that shit back. It's crazy.
It was a green sock.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, they can tell how it spreads.
The burn patterns. The second they start throwing around accelerant, you're screwed.
Yeah.
There is an accelerant.
If you're going to do that, you got to do something with one of the appliances.
Yeah, the electrical fire.
Yeah.
They're always like, it started at the electrical box, but that was covered in gasoline. So yeah,
you know what they sense. Can't prove, and I don't know if you can claim your policy on this, if you leave I left the pilot on by accident. I must have left the pilot on by accident, and the joint blows up.
Yeah, but no, it would be the pilot light blows out, continues to fill with gas. The pilot light on is fine, I think, right?
No, mine's snappy, snappy. It goes tick, 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 and then catches. Like that's the way it lights.
You're saying leave a burner on.
A burner on.
The pilot light is the flame that's always on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave the thing running with no flame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think like the idea with hot. I think I don't know if new hot electric hot water heaters. I don't think do it, but like gas hot water heaters.
I'm talking about the stove.
I know, but I think the pilot light going like the dangerous of the pilot light.
Yeah.
Is what I'm explaining. I believe in my understanding was the pilot light is always lit on a hot water heater. That goes out, and you don't know it goes out.
And the place fills with gas.
And the place fills with gas. That's the pilot.
I didn't know there was a pilot light down there.
Yeah, it's a little blowtorch. It's constantly lit.
It's the same thing on your stove.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your stove's not
Yeah, there's one constantly lit in your stoves too. There's two of them.
Yeah.
One on each side.
Really?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
New fear unlocked.
Oh.
Dude, I leave the house.
Wait.
I leave the house and I'll get halfway down the hall and I'll walk back just to make sure that they're all.
Oh,
off.
It's well documented that I take pictures of my range before I leave.
Because I got the kitty cat in there.
Yeah, I got Hansi Ponsi Shamalama Donzi. I can't be gassing him up.
No,
it's not on the range. It's in the actual oven. That's why when you turn the oven on, you don't hear a click 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 click, and you just hear the woof.
I thought we had technology past that. Wow.
Nope. Still living in the Stone Age, baby.
Whew.
So if you're gonna blow your house up, I would say you got to do something like, you can't just dump gas. They'll find the gas.
Hey, what?
It was a question.
Fucking Foley the Bull over here. Relax, will you? Turn into fucking mob talk real quick. Hey, you want to whack a guy, you throw him in a mosh.
If you killed anybody, also throw him in there. You could say that's you, and then you take the money and live.
You just got to be sure to rip the teeth out first.
Of course. Duh.
We're not amateurs. I assume if you're listening to this program, you're of a certain ilk.
And before you blow up the house, make sure you burn your fingerprints off.
I always thought that as a kid. If I was ever going to commit a crime, I'd burn my fingerprints off.
They ever
then they grow back, and I'd be like, ha-ha, good try.
I just saw Men in Black. They have a really good system for doing that. It's that little ball that he does. It only takes a couple of seconds. Just goes, tss,
yeah.
Because it's so
it's got to hurt.
Oh, yeah, for a minute.
Oh, yeah, for a minute. You get over it.
But you get those cool shades in the suits.
Man, that was the epitome of cool when that dropped for me. I was about
the original Men in Black?
10 or 11 years, 10 years old, something
it was
like
all
that.
Right.
Fucking. That Will Smith was all right.
Home run.
All right, let's see here. This is a pretty good one. This is from Bo Bandy.
Bo Bandy.
Bob Andy? Bo Bandy?
Bo Bandy?
It's B-O-B Andy.
I wonder if that's a deep cut for There Will Be Blood.
The Bandy track.
The Bandy track.
I don't think so.
Because Bo was his son. Bo was the old man's
this
grandson.
This is one word.
Oh.
So it's B. Yeah. I don't,
okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Or it could be Randy, Randy, Fofandy, Banana Fan of Bo Bandy.
Very true.
Possibly.
It could be a guy named Bob and Andy and they're sharing an account. I don't know. This goes deeper than we think.
I like Bob and Andy. Bob and Andy's ice cream. I'd buy it.
This is more of a debate, which I'm... What's trashier, a zoo or an aquarium?
Ooh, interesting. Interesting.
I have been to very bad versions of both.
Really?
Very, very bad versions of both.
What bad aquariums have you been to?
Clearwater, Florida, or Tampa.
Hold on.
Pay to get in.
Yes.
Here's the thing. You start getting down to Florida... Them laws are weird down there.
You just started talking like fucking, them laws ain't what they used to be.
We could do a zoo or an aquarium down there, right? That's why there's all those gator things and all that stuff.
No, that's different. This was an aquarium. This was the one, remember there was a...
No, what I'm saying is most states have one incredible aquarium, the Baltimore Aquarium.
The Camden Aquarium.
Yes, and the state, they're funded by the state. I think you can... privatized in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. That's where you get it was like a couple of goldfish and a squirrel?
No, they had that dolphin that had the...
We got two rats that fight all the time.
They had a dolphin?
Oh, but it was the saddest thing, dude. It was
in a hot
tub? We couldn't. We wouldn't let my nephew look at it. We were like, no, you don't need to see that. He was the one... There was a famous Disney movie where he had his tail cut off.
What, in the movie?
Yeah, and they gave him like a... See, it's called like... It's probably like dolphin tails or something. Dolphin with the animatronic flipper or whatever.
Did it have it in the thing?
And this it was based on this guy. I'm almost positive.
Did he have the robot?
It was...
What'd that look like?
Like an old fucking tilt-a-whirl. It wasn't. There was no hydraulic on it.
And what was he swimming in?
Up an above-ground pool.
Ugh. Small?
Not big.
Well... He ain't hurt no more, boys.
He's up to the big above-ground pool in the sky.
Yeah, he had to die. I mean, this was fucking 15 years ago.
Well, I don't know if dolphins count the fatalities, but we found the four. We found the .5.
The .5. Because he only was half a dolphin.
He didn't make it? When did they get him?
What aquarium was he at?
2021.
2021?
COVID, I heard.
Jesus.
COVID got him.
Clearwater Marine Aquarium in
there
Clearwater,
we go.
Florida.
See if you can pull up some pics of that. Ay, caramba.
I got him. It's weird.
It's not great. It was sad.
I thought
he was breathing on the glass and writing help with his nose.
I don't speak dolphin.
Kill me.
He's trying to signal me.
You sons of bitches should have finished me off when you had the chance.
That's a lot of writing.
He did bum a cig off me.
Hey, fat ass. You got a light?
Hey, buddy.
I picture him sitting on the, like sitting with his like his back up on the pool like that.
Yeah. I've also been to a very bad zoo.
Zoos are you can find notorious bad zoos all over the country, but I think more often than not, the aquarium is going to be nicer across the board. They're usually pretty classy.
I agree because there aren't many free aquariums, and there are a bunch of free. Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago is sad.
Is
bro.
It?
Cape May County Zoo outside of Wildwood. Rough.
Oh, is that where we were when we went for a walk when we were in Chicago?
Yeah.
There was just like emus hanging around.
Yeah. And
it was in like a regular park.
The saddest lions you've ever seen in your life.
They have lions in Chicago?
Yeah, they sell loose cigarettes.
What do they do in the winter?
They sell crack.
Move weight, bitch.
I was going to say they turn into stick-up kids.
A couple
yeah.
of Kia boys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's one in at Cape May Zoo, there's one. Lion peed on my whole family.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty. We woke him up. He didn't like that. We were screaming. We have a.
What's
we have
lion
a,
pee smell like? It's gotta be musky.
I didn't really get hit. I hid behind my mom, but we have a picture of it.
What, did he stand up and go like that or did he throw it at you?
You like what you see? Fucking wailing on himself.
You used Denise as a human shield against lion piss?
I was young. I was like 18. No, I was 5 or 6.
Uh-huh.
I was scared of him. He was sleeping, and it's me, my brother, my cousin Liam, Sean, Danny, Catherine, Sarah. There's fucking 11 of us. They took us, I think it was like too hot for the beach or whatever, you know, and they were like, oh, one day we'll just go, we'll, you know, go inland, it's a little cooler or whatever. And man, we went to the Cape May County Zoo, and then we were screaming to wake this lion up. He came out, he took like 3 paces, and then peed all like fucking Mountain Dew stream.
Yeah,
well, all over everybody.
I was throwing rocks at him, but I didn't even hit him or nothing.
Pussy.
We had a
my brother. We have a picture of it. My brother is dressed like Joe Dirt, and dude, he's got the high baggy socks on, the little like short shorts, and a rat tail. It's a killer pic.
We had a monkey shit on us one time. We were down in like the.
How much you pay for that?
I can't remember if we were in D.C. or if we were in Dallas, mm-hmm. but we were with that section of my family. And we walked through the monkey things, and it was all glass. It smelled like shit in there. And this one monkey was on a rope, and we were all standing there looking at him, and he just swang and just took a dump right on the glass. Oh, dude. Murdered. The whole family. Dying. Ah! It was worth the price of the admission alone. Talked about that for years. Real classy operation.
Uh-huh, that's big news.
I like an aquarium, though. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, no, of course.
Ideally, when it's done right, they're very soothing.
Especially if they got otters. I love otters.
I like an indoor one where
you can go under.
Where the animals have enough space. I know they're not having as much space as they did. First of all, they're all wrong. Right? Research purposes, maybe. But I know they should be out in the wild. But it's raining.
But what is the. What
I gotta have something to do.
Come on, what are you jammed up? Got an off day. What is the, I guess the moral, and this is, again, I'm an idiot, but like what's the moral compass of like, if it's born in captivity, could that then last outside?
No.
Right?
No.
So it's like, then they're relatively self-sustaining then, no?
But also the argument is then you're removing them from the food. It's like most of those fish are just snacks for bigger fish.
Sure.
In the wild.
I just want them to have enough room. Like a huge, when you go to like the Baltimore Aquarium was pretty sick from what I remember. And they had like a huge pool.
Yeah, I just.
Where they were like all, it was like the ocean. They were all mixed in there.
Did we go there together?
No.
What? No. When did we go to an aquarium together?
Yeah, that's a crazy question.
No, it's not. We've done a bunch of stuff.
Were we on the moon together? Did I
no,
do that with
no,
my family?
No, aquarium is not the moon.
I see where you, yeah, I guess, I don't know, but a bad aquarium's bad.
Smell.
I've never been to a bad aquarium. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. So I think I'm gauging on the trashier version of them. And a bad aquarium is like, There's water, mold, smell. It's rough. Bad mackerel floating around.
Bad zoos look
bad
sad.
Buckets of, you know, cod or whatever.
Bad zoos also have bad smells.
True. Mm-hmm.
There's a good small zoo near where Patty lives. The Elmwood Zoo. It's really nice. They do a lot of classes and stuff like that.
I'll give you that.
They take really good care of the animals.
Really good care of the animals.
I think one of them got out, though. Years ago, something got away.
I wouldn't blame it.
I think a mountain lion or something like that. I can't remember. I think they caught it. Elmwood Zoo animal escapes. See if anything comes up.
Probably Patty setting the monkeys free. Do the poop thing again.
No, this is the first thing that comes up. No, a jaguar did not escape from the Elmwood Park Zoo.
Okay. All right.
Man.
That was big news.
Talk about a psyop,
dude. What establishment or who put that? What website is that?
Patch.com.
Wow, they're pretty legit.
They're pretty good, I think, yeah. Right? That's like self-sourced or whatever.
And also the Elmwood Park Zoo Facebook page. We've received a number of rumors circulating.
Can someone tell Foley and Patty to stop spreading these lies?
A jaguar running around Norristown? Yikes.
I don't know, man. This screams cover-up to me. I think this is bigger than we think,
That's
man.
That's what they want you to think, dude.
He's out there, dude.
He's out there, dude.
Jaguars are scary.
Jaguar.
These things would rip your throat out.
I got another one. It's kind of in the same tip. This is from Patty.
DB Cougar.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
This is from Patty. Can you say you're going on vacation if you are driving to the destination?
Yeah. That's vacation.
Or is that going on a trip?
No, it's a vacation. Yeah, that's okay.
The Great American Vacation is done.
We're
on the
taking
road.
A trip. We're going
that's
on vacation.
Back in the day, that's now no longer. I feel
what?
No one's doing car trips like they used to do car trips.
I think you're dead wrong.
I
think the cars are better. I think families like that stuff. They pack it up.
There's never been more passenger commercial flights in the history of time than today. So that's clearly wrong.
I
Not
think
as many
families
people.
Still. Take-
we've driven to a fraction of the road of the tour dates we've done.
Okay.
If that was the case, we'd be driving more.
I think someone's listening to this right now in a station wagon.
I'm not saying it's
not
happening.
Finally getting a moment of peace from these damn kids.
I'm not saying it's not happening.
Why? Because they're sleeping?
Yeah.
Sure. I think families still do that a lot.
Or they got the iPad going.
It's got to be down from the 80s.
Sure. I'll give you that.
That's all I'm saying. But so I'm saying I think the vacation has...
Cars are better.
The idea of a vacation has changed for a lot of people. It's no longer where you can drive to in 3 hours.
Do you think that people
a lot
do
more
it?
People are flying destinations?
But what if you drive there and you stay and you are going on a vacation, taking a trip?
All I'm
you
saying,
you can fly.
Yes, I'm just trying to understand the person who asked the question. I understand your sentiments of if you drive somewhere for 3 hours and you spend a week there, it's a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying I think the idea of vacations is now. More of, there's more people going to Mexico, there's more people going to Miami, there's more people going to Puerto Rico for the weekend, all of the people didn't used to do. So that is now the idea of a vacation, I think, is what they're saying.
Sure.
And I think that they're saying the idea of driving cheapens it a bit. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Unless you're doing it as like a throwback, retro-y kind of feel.
What's in what sense? Of driving?
Yeah.
Well, like that's what, like if the road trip is part of it. I think a lot of times when people were driving places, it was a monetary thing, not like...
It's cheaper.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And funner.
I remember we
loaded up the Datsun to go down to Texas. Great.
That's what I'm saying. I think that trip now would be flown. That same exact trip would be flown. No one's driving Bluebell to Texas anymore, unless you need your car down there.
It was Mountaintop to Texas. It was upstate Pennsylvania.
That's what I'm saying. That is now a flight.
Broke down several times.
Before we got out of Mountaintop. That was an unreliable car.
You know what's funny? I remember driving there. I don't remember driving back. I assume we did.
Man, that drive back.
Yeah, your family probably
suck.
Chloroformed your fat ass.
Maybe. I caused a lot of trouble on the way down there.
After a week.
Yeah, you don't say.
Yeah, I caused a lot of trouble. Drove my poor mother crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think anybody's
putting your hands over your dad's eyes while he's driving and shit.
You're like fucking what's his name in the field of, or League of Their Own? Nelson or something?
Stillwell, baby.
Stillwell, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Just watch that.
I got smacked around a lot on that trip. Had it come in, just causing
trouble.
Kip, let's talk about Liquid IV.
Shout out to Liquid IV.
Are you barely touching a liquid that isn't coffee during the day, or do you carry a water jug around with you all day?
Like a Dorcas Malorcas.
Sure. However the way you hydrate, shaking things up with Liquid IV with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks.
Mm-hmm. Bozos. Not to name names.
Not to mention you got some vitamins in there. They do sugar-free options. It's absolutely fantastic. You got white peach. You got grape. Unbelievable.
Yeah, just mix one stick of the pouch with 16 ounces of water, and you're all set. As you know, I've been using it. I think it's a fantastic hydrator. It makes you just feel better. Well, hungover or not, I use it hungover a lot. My trick is I do it when I get home from the bar, pop one of them, chug it up, let the nutrients and the vitamins work overnight. You wake up feeling refreshed like $1 million bucks.
Sure you
like
do.
You don't have a drinking problem. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code GARBAGE at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using our promo code GARBAGE at liquidiv.com.
Know it.
I just watched that. Gina Davis is a tall drink of water.
Love her.
Hi, caramba. Mm-hmm. Was that a big one for you growing up?
Field what?
Of Dream, or not? I keep calling it Field of Dreams.
A League of Their Owns?
Yeah. God League damn. Of Their Owns. You do that tragedy thing.
A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
What I said.
A League of Their Owns.
Huge hit in my household.
Yeah.
Huge.
That was one the whole family. It was a sports movie my mom could watch.
Mm-hmm.
That was real big.
I lived for the beginning with Lovitz. Lovitz was
man,
great.
Man, I never recognized it. I hadn't watched it in 15, 20
Get
years.
Get these wild animals away from me.
He was great.
Oh,
he was
man.
Amazing. I'll take her. I want you.
When he's talking to the girl that's not that pretty.
Oh, man. Matilda or whatever her name was. Yeah, something.
We'll let you know. Yeah, he was awesome.
That was great.
Hell of a movie.
A hell of a.
I don't like the beginning and the end, though. I fast forward that. I don't like
it. It's a little sad, like when they're older.
Oh,
yeah.
Brutal.
Give me Madonna with the cans.
Madonna was great. You forget how great.
Rosie O'Donnell was great in it.
Home run.
Yeah.
Home run.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. The grand slam.
Tom Hanks
was great.
Oh, forget about it.
Tom Hanks was
Jimmy. Yeah. So was Gary Marshall as the guy who owns
Gary Marshall owns the league or whatever the team. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all right.
Man, Gary Marshall has been that age, I feel, for 50 years.
Yeah.
He's been that guy. I don't know him anything
He's
younger than that.
He died like last year.
No shit.
Yeah. One of my faves. Happy Days. Mork and Mindy.
Uh-huh.
Something else. Loved Gary Marshall.
Tide commercial.
Man, I loved him in Louie. The best.
Yeah, it was great. All right, this one's from Smashing Blumpkins. This is just a
great name.
Yeah. This is just a sentence. Every folding closet door in my parents' house is off track or broken and has been that way for at least 15 years.
Hell yeah.
You got to put your finger up there to pop it back into the track.
The
ones that bend out.
Yeah, we didn't have any bends. We had sliders.
Woo.
And man, I put my head through one. Danny threw me through another one. Everyone was fucking broken.
Did you guys ever upgrade them in the mirrors? That was a big day in our house.
Listen, my sister did. I remember the day it happened.
My dad put them in. They were always fucked
My stepdad put them in. I remember him cursing in the bedroom.
Yeah, I remember him. Because it's not that it's that hard, but there's so much precision involved to get that right, and so many moving parts in there, springs and things like
Clickets
that.
Clickets and fidgets. And
dude, what are you doing, man? You just worked fucking a 10-hour shift. Then you're going to come home, have some spaghetti, a couple of Coors Lights, and you're going to try to do this? I got to get to sleep. I got school in the morning.
Sure.
Dude, you're just get somebody.
Yeah.
What are you saving? $50? I'll skip breakfast.
Yeah, but I think it's one of those things now where it's like you can find those guys. You can just go like, I need a guy to come do that. Back in the day, what are you going to get at the Yellow Pages? Call a guy, leave a message. He calls you back, comes
He's
out,
drunk.
Gives you an estimate. He's on the hooch. Like, you know, that kind of shit.
Man.
Yeah, my sister got them when she became like a teenager and like really started caring about how she looked. Because my mom's room had them. I think that came with that house.
Of course.
They had them. Mine and Danny's were broken to the point where you could pull it. You could pull the top would stay attached, and you could pull the bottom all the way out.
Sure,
yeah.
make a beer pong table real quick.
Oh man, it 100%. Was fucking. My mom was like, these every time she would come in, these freaking doors, you break them, dude. I mean, we'd be wrestled. We shared a room, So we'd be fighting.
They were loose when you would pull them back in that bottom.
They
loose.
Probably still are at this point. I mean, I haven't been in a minute.
It's
like
a good time.
Or like they're off the every, yeah. You have to be a certain level of wealth, education, and class if all of your closet doors are currently working in your apartment.
Never.
I would say. Or your house.
Never.
I've never met anybody who's just perfect.
Mm-mm. You ever have one of the ones that fold? So it pulls back, and it's not on the thing. But, like, when it's closed, it's in the track. But when you open it, it's for some reason it's too low, and you'd be sitting there watching TV.
Catches
and
a wandering eye.
All of a sudden, it would just swing open, dude. Get out.
I watched my stepdad with about a handful of drinks in him down the shore. The one in the kitchen doesn't. You know how, like, it's not hydraulics, but there's a lot of moving parts in the sense of, like, when it's pushed closed, there's an amount of pressure that's pushing to hold it together. And this, there just wasn't enough pressure. And I remember, dude, him fucking losing it. Because, like, you would close it, it would hold closed, and you let go, and you go, all right. And then we just go boop and pop open, dude. He had probably half a sixer in him. Started he's fucking doors. I was like, I'll be outside if you need me. Fucking losing your shit over a closet door, dude.
That's too funny.
Talk about being on edge. All right, let's see. This one's from Guillermo. $10 homie, never had one read. Is it garbage you use Groupon on the reg? .. Where businesses go to die.
Yeah, people that usually use Groupon are usually pretty tight with the funds, especially with the tips of a Groupon.
Of like
restaurants, for
do
sure.
Do restaurants do it?
They used to, and you get screwed.
Would it
screwed.
Be like 10% off? Is that what it is? Or like a free dinner or a free appetizer?
Yeah,
or
it was
something
like that.
Or like a buy one, get one entrees, but you always got skewed.
Oh, you always got iced on the tip in the worst way ever. I remember they were fun. When they first started.
I think what I remember was more of like experiences.
Activity based.
Yeah, it was like, hey, you can go. I mean, I remember my wife used it for kayaking on the Hudson.
I used it for skydiving, and it was the dopest Groupon of all time.
That makes sense.
You used that recently.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That makes sense to me. Of like,
would you go to Groupon?
No. Targeted ad. They got me.
Hmm.
Man. AI knows Toby.
Yikes.
Hey, you want to risk your life at a discount? I'm in.
You ready to risk it all at 50% off?
So what's the question? Is if you use Groupon on the reg?
Yeah, do you use Groupon on the reg?
I mean, I understand it. You know, probably got a family.
For sure.
Doing his thing.
But
support.
I do think for business, it is not the highest
no, you're on your way
performing
out.
Business. You're trying to build the bridge as you're crossing it.
Yeah, and you're on your last legs, getting into a Groupon.
But I think for activities, it's good. And I think I also know, like, I mean, we used to do, like, when we used to have to produce, you know, shitty comedy shows in New York, a lot of comedy shows use Groupon of, like, hey, it's a...
Yeah, we would beg, borrow, and steal on that. You just told somebody the other night about your Eventbrite scam.
Yeah, back in the day, not scam. I wouldn't say scam.
Hustle.
Hack. Strategy.
Hack.
I am a hack.
It was fool's proof.
So when you were running a free comedy show in New York.
Like one does.
There would be about 100 of those a day. And everybody would be using the same sources. And somebody told me this. I didn't figure this out on my own. But you would put, say there was the room held 50 people. You would put 50 free tickets listed on Groupon or whatever. Or Eventbrite.
If you were a straight shooter. If you wanted to make yourself a little business.
Because what happens is people sign up for the tickets and then like 10% show up, if that.
Correct.
So if you do 50 tickets, 5 people might show up. And then you go, fuck. So what you do is you make it out of like 500 tickets. And they also, they promote that more. You know what I mean? Because they're like, oh, this is a big event, so it shows up more. And then 500 people... say they're going to come, and then 40 end up coming.
Still bomb anyway.
Yeah, man, we still stunk.
Yeah. That's a little hustle.
Wait, you had to fit. Dude, those days were...
There was something.
Beg, borrow, and steal to get five people in the room.
There was something else waiting tables that was restaurant week. Did you have restaurant week in Chicago when you were waiting tables?
No, it never affected us.
Oh, we had it in Philly and New York. They had the cheapest fucks in the world. It'd be like a prefix menu.
Menu, it's like $40 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always ended up with a lava cake at the end of it. Him and some dickhead and his fucking skank hooker wife.
Jesus Christ.
Coming in, busting my balls, and then leaving like a 10% tip.
That sucks.
That's Horatio Sands, by the way.
Yes.
You and your skank hooker wife.
What is he yelling? What's he yelling? Play Piano Man or something? They also did that in Philly, and it ended poorly, to promote. So Wednesday nights in Philly are typically dead, right? Monday, night football, or just like whatever games and shit. Wednesday is typically dead in Philly specifically. So and during the summer, everybody goes down the shore on the weekends. Like it's like a mass exodus out of Philly. So to promote the nightlife, they did Center City Sips. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So it was a bunch of bars would do happy hour from 4 to 6, 5 to 7 every Wednesday as part of Center City Sips. Like each one's profiled different a week or whatever.
The place is wall to wall with Center City Six.
Oh, man.
Specialty cocktails.
I don't know if they had to stop it because about whatever, maybe 5 years ago. It just a huge melee happened on like JFK Boulevard or whatever. It was like a 50-on-50 fist fight of like a bunch of finance bros just all slugging it out. And it was like so many people. It became such a thing of like, we're going to get blacked out on Wednesday night. You know what I mean? It was like call out of work Thursday because Center City Sip starts. And they had to
drinks
stop
were
it.
Cheap.
Drinks were cheap.
You're going down a shore Friday anyway. The fuck?
Take off work Friday early. Yeah. Get out of there, baby. All right, let's see here. This one's from Not Fully Convinced. I guess Not Fully Convinced.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Not Fully Convinced.
I like that.
Is it garbage to have a dent in your garage door?
More like standard operating procedure.
Yeah, yeah, of course. That goes back to closet doors. We had,
somebody run into it.
Ours, I think we did it with a basketball. We did it with something. We hit it with something, and my mom immediately got pissed, and it was, I think they replaced it maybe like 2 years ago. Yeah, because he's been in that house for like 20 something years. So like, I guess they replaced it, and it was dented all of the 90s, all of the 2000s, 2010s, and 2020.
Nice diagonal line, I'm sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was always one of my mom or dad's faults. Usually my mom.
In a car or so?
Yeah. Yeah, it was usually that.
No, that was, ours was us.
Ours was busted off the track for a long time because we have an automatic. We have an automatic garage door, but it's a, what's it called? Doorbell thing. One of those things.
Those are trashy. My dad's house had that.
And it's real tricky. You got to hit it in the right spot. But it's been like that since we lived there in 1987. It's worked. But for a long time, it was off the motor didn't work, and my dad wouldn't get it, so he would just pull it. You know, you can pull it, and you can do it by your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds like the whole garage is coming down when you do that.
Sure,
though.
It's a lot of gears moving quick.
A lot.
We had it goes back to like as my dad and stepdad were both in construction, so like things would get fixed, but anything that involved technology, just like we bought it, and if it broke, it just existed broken in the house. Like they weren't technology people, and I'm talking for a good 12 years, you could only close our garage door from the keypad. You couldn't open it.
From the keypad?
You know how like we have like the keypad on the outside that flips up and you go blah,
the
blah,
code.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Never had that.
So you got to hit it from the inside and jump the laser.
No, you could close it. You could hit enter and enter would close it. Like if you hit enter twice, you could close it, but the numbers didn't work, so you couldn't open it.
How would you open it?
We could open. You had to open it from the inside.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Did you have a thing in the car?
I think the car thing worked. It was just the keypad. The numbers were broken. And we just existed that way. We all had to get keys.
From now
like,
on.
Like, we went from having the technology to enter the house, and then they were like, okay, we can't get in the house. We had to go get keys cut.
From now on.
From now on, everybody goes in the back door.
This is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just never got it fixed.
100%.
I don't even know if it's fixed right now, if I'm being honest with you. Fuck, it's just anything with the technology they thought was $1 billion, and we're like, what? You don't have the lasers to fix that?
Yeah, we're leaving that.
Yeah, that's just
a... Exiting a garage by hopping the laser made you feel like Indiana Jones.
That was a game. If my mom was at work and it was like me and my buddy or me and my neighbor, we would just fucking see how long you could go. And then you would, as you got taller, you had to like jump and like backwards.
And
like, yeah, and like flatten out a bit.
Yeah, we didn't have that in our garage. That thing hit you.
Yeah.
You're getting squashed. There ain't no laser in there, and that thing's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they dented it up.
That's 2 tons of Detroit steel.
Yeah, that's how they dented it up. My mom driving the car through there, and it hit in the car. So there was like a dent going up. So they were getting water in the garage, so we took pool noodles and cut them, like opened them up and put them on the bottom like little bumpers.
Sure.
That didn't work. But if it squashed
you. Wait, was that supposed to stop the water?
From going in.
That's not going to work.
I'm aware of that.
Jesus Christ.
Trial and error, dog. Trial and error.
I never dented one, but I put a lot of baseballs into a lot of garage doors and then was convinced I had destroyed them. Sure. A lot of just like, whoo, you hear that sound?
Uh-huh.
Breaking a window was brutal, too.
I don't think I ever broke a window.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Man. I broke that garage window so many times.
Yeah, I don't think we, I don't
the
think cross I ever
balls
did.
Just, psh.
My brother threw a tiny trash can at a bedroom window and smashed it. And this evil genius somehow made it my fault. I got the blame for it because I upset him.
Mm. Toby shouldn't have been
temporary
me
insanity.
Off.
I like it.
Yeah.
Nice. It's pretty good.
It's a real Foley move.
That's how you do it. Put the system on trial. Little flip flop. May I approach the bench?
All right, let's see. This one's actually, this is from Derail. That's pretty good. Are you garbage if you bet your kids on the over-under on how long before Foley brings up food in every episode?
Ooh, your kids.
Yeah.
Taking money off children? I mean, hamburgers.
Yeah, man. And 47 minutes or whatever.
I hope you kids took the over. You give me a
that
call.
Would have to be the over, right? I mean...
Did we just make it a whole episode without mentioning food once?
Maybe.
No, I talked about pierogies.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Pierogies. You know, I haven't had a pierogi in a minute.
Yeah.
You know what they say is pretty good over there on the east side? That little Poland.
Sure.
Heard good things.
Sure.
Potato pancakes.
Yeah. Is that a latke?
Could be.
Yeah. Along the...
How about Wilkes-Barre? They call them potato pancakes. They're the best they ever had. They're unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of salt and pepper.
And we're off on food talk.
I just had a scallion pancake that was made like a burrito with beef and sauce on the inside.
Whoa.
It was unbelievable. Scallion pancake should only come that way.
That's crazy. The scallion pancake is underrated.
Yes.
Man, that's really good. That's kind of like that place that the fellas hung out when we first got up here. That Kari place, what was it called?
Kati Roll.
Kati Roll.
Kati Rolls are good.
That's similar to, that's like a, almost like a thin naan or something like that, right?
But not to a scallion pancake, right?
No, I can see the similarities.
Kind of.
I don't.
It's like naan bread.
That's a scallion pancake.
I know.
Sure.
Wait, what's the connection? A scallion...
Flat.
If anything, it's more of a burrito. The rolls are rolled up.
The rolls.
It's like an Indian burrito.
That's how you had the scallion pancake was rolled up.
Oh, it was rolled up.
They rolled the
I thought it was cooked with it.
No. They
I missed rolled up.
What
I
was
apologize.
What was inside?
just delicious beef and Chinese sauces.
Really?
Where'd
you get that?
In Flushing after I went to the Chip and Putt out there. Shot about 97.
There you go. Three holes.
Wait, no. Yeah. 1 million.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
That's 297.
297 on a chip and putt.
Well, you got the scallion pancake.
It was delicious.
Yeah,
that's not right. Bad. Talk about an all right day.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, this one's nuts. This is from Matt's. Is it garbage to do your parents' taxes for them when you're 17? I had to start doing my mom's taxes so I could apply for a FAFSA for college. I tried to apply for student loans, but my mom didn't do her taxes, so I was denied until I did them for her. She wasn't going to do it.
Jesus.
Give this kid a full ride. What are we doing here? You're doing taxes at 17?
That's a go-getter.
I didn't start till 28.
Oh, man.
That's fucking crazy.
That's all right.
Mom, I got an estate and you owe 97 grand.
Yeah, man. There's no way that mom was happy he opened up the books. No fucking way.
Yeah, he got a good deal on fucking a scholarship.
Gee, she had to be like, you stupid, don't go asking questions you don't want the answers.
Sure. Should have tried harder in sports. Bust my balls, bring me into this.
The good news is I'm moving in that dorm with you.
They're taking the house. All right, we got to wrap it up, gang.
Gang, we love you to death.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to see you next week.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Peace.